and you're listening to Moonlighting with Serenity, brought to you by ParaQuest Productions. Moonlighting with Serenity is powered by the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. that's right. Welcome to Moonlighting Radio with Serenity Moore.
You know, that just, through that whole song, I was dancing in my chair. I was dancing in my chair. Then I had deja vu.
Deja vu.
Serious, I was having deja vu because I was reading the chat room. And then I thought, you know, that dream where I said I swear all the time, then the F-bomb came up with Morris.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'm getting it now.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm thinking, Becca's going to come on and we're going to talk about chalupas.
Chalupas.
So, yeah, no, we're not going to. But, you know, it would be kind of fun.
It is
because I don't know too much about chalupas, except they're delicious.
Right, right. Well,
Morris, and I can't have them.
Right, man. That was a little taste of the new I-103 here on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. You guys can check during the day if you like, you know, hanging out at work and, you know, having a bad day or whatnot. Tune on in and listen to some tunes. We've got some tunes running during the day and whatnot now, so check us out. But right now, there's been a little change, and this is really the first week that we've brought this change to you guys, and it is Moonlighting Radio.
Yes, you couldn't even say it right.
Well, you know, the teeth get in the way sometimes.
Okay, yeah, it's Moonlighting Radio. Nicole is not with me any longer, so I'm hosting the show with just Greg.
That's
and
right.
And Kimmy's hanging in the back.
Kimmy's chilling like a villain.
She is. Dancing in her chair.
Right.
I'm not a stalk.
Okay.
She's a Moonlighting Radio stalker.
Well, yeah.
Right on.
She's smexy.
Smexy. Smexy fithy.
Mm-hmm, fithy.
So, yeah.
Okay, that's just not right. Here we go. See, I'm already biting my nail. Why am I biting my nail?
I have no idea why you're biting your nail, but you know, you shouldn't bite your nails. That's bad for you because you don't know where your nails have been.
Okay, don't even go. Don't bite my nails. That's
hey,
why I can't drive half the time.
Plug B&G.
Oh, okay. We have a new show out every Wednesday.
It's the first
second and fourth. Every second and fourth Wednesday, you've got to come listen to me, Kimmy J, and the G, Greg. For Banshees and the G-Spot.
That's right.
It'll be a good show. And you never know what we're going to talk about. It's on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll have Banshees there for you.
That's right.
So, Banshees and the G-Spot Radio.
Looking forward to that.
We're just going to wing it.
We are. And that could be very scary.
Agreed. You're talking about explicit. Oof!
Yeah.
With you two? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, Moonlighting Radio. Let's talk about Moonlighting Radio. We've got a great guest coming on with us tonight.
We have Becca Boyd. We have international psychic medium and author, Becca Boyd. And I'm really excited to have her on.
You know, she has the best Facebook updates.
She does.
I know, right?
And I have to go over and check them out.
That's right. So, you know, do a little search for Becca Boyd out there on Facebook. And, you know, I go out and I look at it every day. You know, look at all the updates and stuff every day. And, you know, pretty cool stuff, man.
Well, it is. And I think we should probably get her on. And also, okay. You know, Becca said she might do some reading. So if anybody wants a reading.
Oh, sweetness.
Call in, too.
Well, I tell you what, let's get Becca on right now with us. What do you say?
Okay. Sounds
We're
good.
Inviting her to the conversation right now. And all that good jazz. Mm-hmm. We got a little background music playing in the background, so don't nobody freak out on us.
Oh, Mike was.
I know, right? Hello, Becca.
Hey.
Welcome to Moonlighting Radio.
Hey, Becca. She's... Thank you.
All of a sudden, you hear a...
for being my guest on Moonlight Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
It is, and it was Moonlighting Radio. I forgot.
What did you call it, Moonlight Radio? It's better than when I was trying to do the promos.
I'm only on my first drink.
Right. Well, see, I was trying to do the promos and all that good jazz, and I'm going, and I'm calling it by the wrong name, and I won't really say what I called it.
He was saying Moonlighting and Serenity.
So, you know, and she's like, hey, Greg, yeah, it's not in Serenity, okay? I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, that was a few times.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, he can't get the in out.
You know, this show...
It's gonna sound dirty.
You know, I mean, there's just no nice way to do it.
I'm just gonna quit on my head.
Oh my good gosh! So, you guys, thanks for joining us tonight on Moonlighting with Serenity. Oh my goodness, you guys are too much.
I'm so hot.
Oh my gosh! Now the Giggle Monsters come out.
Okay.
So great. Okay.
I'm going to mute my mic because you guys are getting dirty.
Yeah, okay.
It's the wine, I tell you. Oh my God. And I wasn't really dirty. Every time I said something, I laughed about it. I wasn't thinking I was. So, yeah. Becca, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good now. You got your wine. I got my drink. Well, I'm happy. I'm a happy girl.
Good, see?
Hey, that's okay. I have my Diet Mountain Dew. I'm all hyped up on Diet Mountain Dew. What now?
I think that's scarier.
I know.
Well, you know, I can't drink, so.
Right,
right,
right.
So, we
choking me up there, Greg.
I'm really not trying to. You see, Becca, we take a different approach, I guess, to our show, where, you know, it's all fun and laid back, and, you know, and it's just fun doing so. But let's talk a little bit about you.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I got my drink, and it's all good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay, what do you want to know?
I loved the book, Becca.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, sweetie.
I'll tell you, I mean, I have to have my son read this. Right. Seriously, because I would, you know, I was trying to go through the Crystal and the Indigo, mm-hmm. and I thought, wow, he's got some of both in there.
Yep, and a lot of kids will. They'll show a lot of both. But that's because, you know, Indigo and Crystal, I mean, they're only one evolutionary step away from each other, you know, right. So there's still a lot in common.
Yeah, and I didn't have to say the same for myself because... You know, I was going to say that I'm more indigo because I can survive on my own. I mean, very independent.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very dedicated. I'm ADD. I'm just like Kimmy. And that's scary too.
I hear you, girls.
No, but I'm so loving too. I mean, I really am. I'm the one in the family who was called to do all the funeral stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the one who has to do everything.
Right, you have to be the rock.
I have to console, and I have to be the rock. Yeah, exactly.
Right, and I hear you, because I'm an indigo child myself, and I know that I've always been the same way, you know? Even with my own family, in a way, I've always taken a parental-type role. You know, I'm always the caretaker. I'm always, you know, making sure everything's okay, you know? So I can completely understand that, but that's common with indigo kids.
Oh, is that okay?
They become the authority because they don't like it. But, you know, there was a lot behind the book. I mean, I wrote it because of my own experience growing up. I'm a sixth generation psychic medium. I grew up in a family that was gifted. Everybody knew it. And, you know, so I had a lot of advantages growing up that I kind of wanted to share, you know, with everybody. You know, these are the things that a lot of the games and things like that was stuff that I grew up playing. Everybody was, you know, outside playing with the kids on the street. I was in there playing tarot cards, you know?
Exactly. You're playing tarot cards and the games are fun, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
All the games were fun. And see, I'm fourth generation.
And so you get what I'm talking about.
Exactly, you know? And you have the pendulum and you have, and it's just like, it was great, you know?
Oh.
And so I wasn't considered, you know, like, shut up. Oh, you're just talking to your imaginary friend. Go play. You know?
Yeah.
I was never treated like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it was so accepted in the family, and it wasn't until I was four that they really acknowledged it.
Exactly. And see, the thing is I have this theory, and I think I talk about it a little bit in the book. It's about the 7-year veil.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how any child before the age of 7, they're psychically open.
Exactly, they are.
You know? And so you can ask them anything. And actually, I did an interview with one child in there, a little girl who was a crystal kid, and she remembered things about while she was in the womb. She remembered where her mommy was. She remembered what was going on. You know,
right.
I mean, she knew all sorts of things that nobody had ever told her.
Right.
And her mother's mouth dropped while she's telling me all this. Oh my God. It was absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. But the thing is, you know, every child is born inherently gifted. It kind of goes back to that survival mechanism. You know how you can tell when somebody's like standing behind you because they're in your
exactly.
field? It's the same kind of deal. The only difference is like with myself and with you, you know, we've worked on it. You know, we've been brought up in a way that we've had to work on it, you know.
Right.
And
exactly.
Well, see, what really is kind of interesting, and Serenity and I were talking about this today, and we were talking about my son.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 14 now. I got twins, boy and a girl.
Aww.
And he presents a certain ability, I think. You know, I mean,
okay.
I see it in him, but he doesn't really say, okay, yeah, Dad, you know, such and such was in my room last night, or... I see,
right.
you know, I talk to, you know, people that have passed away, or I've talked to dead people or whatever. But,
yeah, he's not like the kid from The Sixth Sense. I see
right,
dead people.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
But, and what made me really think about it is, for one, he was on, I take him on commercial investigations with me. I'm a paranormal investigator.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm teaching him now, so when he gets older, he will have the knowledge to do and make judgment calls and be, you know, twice the investigator that I am.
See, and I actually ended up started paranormal investigations at the same age that he is.
Yeah.
I started at 14. And
nice.
It's a good age to start as long as you're around other people who know what they're doing. I've
right.
had other times where I've gotten calls from kids of that age saying, hey, we went into the cemetery and did all this stuff and da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
With
right.
who? My uncle. Where was he? Out in the car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And see,
you know, what?
the thing that really got me was we went to a place called the Crump Theater. It's in Columbus, Indiana. And mm-hmm. like I said, it was basically a training investigation, and I wanted to bring him into the group and let everybody meet him and talk to him and give him the ideas.
Sure.
But he didn't present any kind of fear whatsoever. But he would walk, like the way that the place is set up, you can go into the theater on either side of the theater. And he walked over and he's standing there and he's looking, and he goes, there's something on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, oh, well, you know, we're going to go up there and take a look at it. Well, I had my pendulum with me and started getting all kinds of responses with the pendulum where he said that there was something on this stage. I mean,
that's
he took
cool.
me right to the point where he was or where he saw something.
That's cool.
And, you know, I mean, so, I mean, it'd be interesting to have him talk to somebody and, you know, trying to get a good idea, because like I said, I think he has that gift. And it kind of runs in the family. I don't, you mm-hmm. know, I'm not saying, you know, full-blown gifts. I mean, I just stuff.
Honey,
like
everybody
it,
has full-blown
you know.
Gifts. It's just a matter of working on it.
Right, right. And I think he is on a very interesting path. So, you know, it'd be cool to have, you know, someone talk to him. And
hey, kinda, you can have him give me a call. I'll help.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, have him give me a call. I mean, the thing is that's what I'm here for. I want mm-hmm. to... you know, see these children come into their abilities in a way that is without fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
because you hear so many people. I don't know about you, Serenity. Do you do private readings?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know about you, but I've heard or had so many people come to my table and say, you know, I've had experiences. They scared the crap out of me, or I've had experiences and, you know, I just shut it off. Mm-hmm. I mean, why?
Why shut it off? Exactly.
Right.
I don't, you know, and I guess that's, but, you know, I taught some paranormal investigating, and that group was opening up. They were actually feeling
mm-hmm.
and seeing things that they had never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when that stuff starts to happen for
and
people.
And it's just like, yay! Yay!
you know?
And,
they get it.
They get, exactly, they get it. And then my son wanted to go out, and he's you know, he's 33, and he, and when I started, when he wanted to start going, he was 29.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's really opened up a lot. And in fact, he won't go to one place, the hotel I took him to, anymore, because what he saw and what he felt just freaked him out. And so I tried to talk to him about it, you know, tell me what you saw, tell me what you felt, you know, and that's why I like the plan. It's like the plan, because you want to listen to your child. You don't want them, even though he's older,
it doesn't matter.
You know, I want him to feel like he can talk to me and I'm listening. You know, he doesn't have to be just like me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, I think, with Corey, is I'm not pressuring him into anything. You know, the stuff that he's gotten and the stuff that he sees and does, you know, he comes to me and has questions for me.
Right, and that's the most important thing, because I can tell you, while growing up, you know, and this is something I don't talk about a lot, but one thing that happened while I was growing up was there was a period where I really didn't want to do anything to do with it. I just entered high school, awkward enough. You know, I was like,
I see, now you're like me there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I don't want anything to do with this. And my mother actually kept harping on it. She did that. And it pushed me further away. I just wanted absolutely nothing. I shut down for a period of about a couple of years. But I kept getting drawn back to it. When it's something you have to be doing, it doesn't matter what the hell happens around you, it's going to bring you back.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what kept happening. And I was excited when I got my first job as a reader. I was getting paid like $25 a reading.
Yeah.
You know, thinking, mm-hmm. poop pay. And, you know, but it was the coolest thing. And I don't know about you, but I know for me, even still today, when things come through and they get validated, I'm still like, oh my God.
I know. I'm just like a little kid going, yes, okay, yes. You know, and I mean, I'll have the emotions in the crowd because I can feel their emotions, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I cry along with them. So I'm the psychic that, you know, she's going to cry with me. Well, especially when somebody comes through.
Oh,
and
God.
You get to, you know, and you get to connect with them and they're telling you things and you're telling the person that this is what this person is saying and is right on. And they're just like, whoa, you know, and
yeah.
It still gives you those goosebumps, you know?
It does. It does. You know, I think one thing that people do have to realize, and I talk about it a little bit in my book too, is, you know, no, not everything that you're going to come across in spirit is going to be pleasant.
No.
I mean, I've had a lot of experiences where I've dealt with negative entities,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not always fun. It's a challenge. You know, but it's not always fun. And a lot of times you're going to see spirits in trauma, especially if you work in the paranormal, you know, because more often than not, you're going to come across a spirit that's either stuck or needs to get a message across or, you know, is just unhappy, you know, mean in life, mean in death. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
So, no, not everything's going to be pleasant. I actually remember one case I did with Katie. We got called in and the first words I picked up the phone and the first words out of the client's mouth was, can you do an exorcism? I was like, oh, crap. Here, Katie, this is yours. You know? Anyway, so we got to the place. I didn't know anything. Of course, I was going cold. And I said, I don't want to go in this building. I want to leave. I want out. You know? So we go up to the second floor apartment. You know, I suck it up. And we go in there. And the first thing I see is a woman crouching in the corner. And I'm talking to this lady. She's talking about her murder. And anyway, we ended up somehow going into the kitchen and all I saw was blood. That was it. It was just blood everywhere. And this man, and he was talking to himself and I saw garbage bags and I saw, you know, and all of a sudden I heard clear in my head, you know, I was starting to get very emotional, you know, cause I was picking up on what the spirit was feeling. And I saw this image clear in my head and I said to Katie said to me, do you want me to turn off the camera for a second? And I said, yeah. And then I said, no, turn it back on. I said, I have one question for you. And she said, for me? I said, yeah, for you. I said, you need to tell me if this makes any sense to you. Just tell them where the head is. And Katie immediately, her whole face went white. She used to be a corrections officer. And she told this one guy who had hacked apart a woman. She was patting him out. And, one thing she had said to him was, you know, can you tell the family where the head is? They just want to bury the mother whole. And it was the same apartment. It was that guy. That was his apartment, or the victim's apartment, where he had killed her. And the minute that that came through, I bawled like a baby.
Wow. Oh, I bet.
It was like such a release. And that's the beauty of what we can do. We can allow people, spirits, to have closure. You know, I love it. I mean, I've been asked a ton of times, you know, well, do you think, you know, being a medium and you know, keeping these loved ones alive for these people is a good thing? Well, I don't keep them alive. You know, I just let them know that you're not alone, you know, that there is something more and that they're not just up on a cloud somewhere. You know, I don't see it as keeping it alive. I see it as letting them know that they're not alone.
Exactly.
You know, but the kids themselves, you know, I mean, they have a lot of challenges just being kids and going through physical changes and everything else. I mean, they grow up so quickly, especially with indigo and crystals, because they are so freaking independent from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Well, exactly, you know, and that's one thing. My son, you know, was very intelligent. He got bored in school. It's just like, he wouldn't go. And I'm like, why won't you go?
Mm-hmm.
And this was during high school. He's because it's boring.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
like,
I told teachers, you've got to challenge him.
Mm-hmm. That's like when I used to go to high school. I skipped school. I'll admit it, I did. And you know where I would go? I would go to the freaking library.
Yeah.
Of all the places, I would go to the library. Because it was boring. It was, you know, with indigo and crystal kids in particular, especially indigos, it needs to usually be kinesthetic. You need to do it, you know, in order to understand it. It's not something that you can sit there and just read on a blackboard. No, let's, you know, it's like teaching somebody carpentry. You're not going to sit there and just say, well, this is a picture of a board. This is a picture of a nail. This is a picture of a hammer. No, you're going to show them. You're going to have them hammer that nail into the wood. It's the same thing. They need to do it. It needs to be something that's active. And a lot of teachers kind of look at that and go, well, pfft, whatever, you know, but they need to understand that the kids now, it's not how they operate anymore. They can't look at a blackboard and get it. They just can't, you know?
Very true. Very, very true. That, I'm having that problem right now with my boy.
Exactly. So the best thing that you can do, Greg, is when he comes home and he's having issues, physically show him, whether it's, you know, turning on a Wii or, you know, getting a bunch of blocks together to show him how the math works out.
Right.
You know, that's the best way you can do it. Give him something that he can physically feel and touch in order to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, you'll see his grades go up and you'll see his interests go up. He'll probably like you better as a teacher. You know, than his teachers.
Right.
But you know, I mean, there's a couple of different ways, you know, that kids can come in with the issues. I mean, there's traumas that can happen. You know, I don't know about you, Serenity, but I know in my family, you know, almost every person in my family who has the gift to the extreme that myself, my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother had some sort of trauma. Everybody has it. But not everybody has it as strong. So for me, it was febrile seizures. For my mother, she had near-death experience. She actually had asthma and fevers and all this other stuff. My grandma, I can't really remember, but I know my great-grandma, she had quite a few different things. I think she had seizures at one point, but I'm not sure what else was there. But
just have to say seizures, right?
Yeah.
I was just diagnosed with seizures. Seriously. You know, seriously, I was. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, my mom and I both almost died when she gave birth to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just all these things. And, okay, I want to tell you this story. I've never told anybody. My great-grandma, my mother was having a problem getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She had had two miscarriages. And my great-great-grandmother, who was psychic, said, you will have a daughter when I die.
Mm-hmm.
And this was on... You know, and my mom was like, well, when's that going to be? You know, this is going to take forever. You know, this is going to take forever, Dad. And on Christmas Eve, my grandma died, and that's the night I was conceived.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that strange or what?
That's not strange. It's not fabulous, but it's fabulous.
It's kind of weird.
Awe-striking.
Yeah. Very. Yeah. I mean, I think that it's cool when things like that can happen. You know, it really, really is. To have, in a weird way, it's like for your great-grandma, like, the ultimate validation. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It was the ultimate validation, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's like, you know, yeah, it's almost like she's sitting on the other side going, aha, I was right.
Basically, really, and my mom's over here going, well, dang, you know. It was just really, you know, to her, it was a big validation, you know, because she thought she was going to be around for a long time. It was her grandma, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, what is Kimmy writing? I don't know.
She's telling me awe-striking. Now that's a word. Greg. Yeah, I told her. Yeah. I said, yeah, I have them sometimes.
Yeah, that's the word.
A Greg Shinnery.
Greg Shinnery. Yeah, oh, that's good, Becca. But yeah, so that was a good validation. And, you know, and I bet my grandma was up there, you know, just saying, ha, 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 because I know that's what I do, ha, 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 ha. You know, and a lot of people have said, you know, well, did you come back as your grandma? No, I didn't come back as my grandmother, no. You know.
She just helped, she helped you get to where you needed to be.
But she did, you know, yeah. I think she helped me get here, you know.
Oh, she's mm-hmm. very much a guide for you, sweetheart.
Oh, she is, you know, and I love her to pieces, and, you know, I have her photos, and all generations I have photos, you know, right on the shelf above my desk, because they remind me of every, you know, of my lineage, you know, and
yeah.
who they were, and it's only, you know, my mom, and she's going to die soon. No, she's not really. I'm just saying that.
Holy
and then you'll have another baby.
No, exactly. Oh, no, God, no. I'm in my 50s. It would be like a something.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and do that, and we'll monopolize on it. There's another big word for you, KJ.
Exactly. You know, my mom's in
California. It's an 8-pound baby.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That would scare the hell out of me. No, my mom's in California having fun, so yeah.
No, that's great.
So she's not going to die. She keeps asking me, though. Okay, this is my mom. She's so morbid. I think your dad's going to die soon. This is what she said to me. I'm getting the feeling, having the dreams. Oh, I'm like, Lord. Don't be saying, what the hell? Are you having the dreams? No.
Right, so now you're going to start having the dreams because your mom's telling you you're going to have the dreams.
Exactly.
That's nice.
I'm saying this. She's, you know, with her psychic self, she's thinking, oh, I'm seeing the dreams. Mm-hmm. Your dad's going to die. I'm like, no. Just no. For one, I don't want to be the Rock. You know? He's going to die.
He ain't going anytime soon.
He's not going anytime soon. That's good.
He's got time. But, you know, and that's the thing, though. You know, when you get psychic kids like this, you know, being able to be in an environment like you and I grew up in, I mean, it's so cool. And then, you know, you meet some of the other psychics that are out there today, and, you know, you're telling them about your experiences, and they're like, they have nothing they can connect it to. Because, you know, they had to go in and develop it on their own. You know, it wasn't something that the family supported. But, you know, that being said, I think it's just a really unique experience to, and not only that, but it also gives you a very different perspective, you know, because you grow up with these ideas that your great grandparents gave to you and were passed down in the family, you know, it's so interesting because, you know, I'll talk to some psychics, and I actually had one, I don't know where the heck this came from. I had one psychic tell me spirits can't feel anything.
What?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. What?
That was me. I was like, you should have seen my face, Serenity. Oh my God, I was tweaking. I was like, what are you trying to say? Well, spirits can't feel anything. You know, they're higher than that now. I'm like,
no,
are you high? Are you
really
serious?
High? What are you smoking?
Exactly. You know, I don't know about you, but I've seen spirits in all range of emotion. You know, I've
exactly. Oh, so you can feel them. I feel it. Don't you feel them? Mm-hmm. Sad, angry. You know, happy. They make me. One makes me laugh.
Oh yeah. You know?
I mean, one in this place that's not far from here. I go, and she makes me laugh all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just freak out because she's so happy.
You know.
I mean, she won't move on, but she's happy where she's in, where she is.
Well, then what the hell's the issue? Let her stay, you know?
Exactly. So I don't try to, you know, cross her over or anything. She's happy where she is.
Exactly. But it's like, you know, for somebody to sit there and you know, say spirits have no emotions, spirits have no impact or energy, you know, in which to share their feelings. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You seriously have got to be kidding me.
Well, you know, that's what's strange, because whenever you walk in a place, you know, you can feel it. You, if you feel that sadness, you know, if you feel the anger, you definitely feel it as soon as you walk into a place.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, yeah, so but, that's what they're feeling. So they have feelings.
But yeah, right. I mean, the emotional transference, I mean, they're, you know, I mean, it'll break you down into tears. And like Serenity will make you laugh. I mean, so to assume that they don't, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, I know. It is. It is. And, you know, I think it's funny because it's, how do I put this? There's a lot of new age concepts out there. And we know that. I mean, hell, we're psychics. You know what I mean? I mean, how much more new age can you get? But the thing is, you know, like with you, you know, I come from a very, I don't know, old school way of thinking, you know, when it comes to the psychic work, it's A plus B equals C, and that's just kind of the way it is, you know, so deal with it. You know, and from my understanding, at least in my family, there's always been a certain process that we've seen happen with spirits, you know, where they cross over and they kind of go over their stuff and, you know, replan, and then, you know, they're free to do as they please. Right. That's the way it's always been in my family anyway, that we've seen. You know, and for people to go out there and say, well, you know, that's not the way it is, that's fine if you've got, you know, other theories, other proof, other, you know, I don't know, input other than saying spirits just don't feel, they don't really, you know, do anything, you know, because I don't know about you, but I've done readings and gotten EVPs, you know.
Well, exactly. You know, exactly. And that's what I can't understand. Yeah. That just kind of blows me away.
I know.
Tell you the truth.
I know. And the fact that there's people like that out there saying that kind of stuff. I mean, imagine, you know, being somebody who lost someone and going to this person and them saying, well, they're just standing there.
See, that would just horrify me.
Yeah. You know, this is your father who you've had a wonderful relationship with. He's happy about it. He's not really got a lot to say, though, as far as that's concerned, except you need to get your act together. You know, I mean.
Oh, God. See, if I ever, you know, if I was just not normal, if I was not normal. I wasn't psychic, and I got a reading like that. Well, I'm not normal. I'm very mental. But if I would have got a reading like that,
you have to be
crazy to do this. You do. But if I were to give a reading like that, I would probably get slapped.
Oh yeah, I hear you. You know, I couldn't imagine giving a reading like that. I really couldn't. I'm not believing.
Yeah, exactly. Not believing that the spirit has emotions whatsoever. I mean, oh my goodness, all the readings I've done, and it's just, oh my goodness.
I know. Well, it's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So have you, either one of you, I mean, just had something just wear you down, like before you started reading, and it's just like, okay, wait a minute, you know, we're going to have to do this another time. You know, something's just not right. You know,
well, I can say when I first started out, doing readings professionally, oh, how do I put this? I first started doing readings when I was about 13. I used to do it for change for like soda money and stuff, you know, but
change. Yeah, I was doing my neighbors, you know,
exactly. I'd sit down in my school cafeteria with my cards. I'd be like, hello, let's go. You know, but you know, I would once in a while kind of get what I call the spiritual answering machine, which is kind of like where the spirit's kind of half in, half out, you know, not as strong. But that doesn't happen so much, you know, and it hasn't happened in a long time for me. Usually, you know, they're pretty upfront, and when they're not, you know, we can kind of call them to be, you know, at least that's the way I understand it, or it's been for me. What about you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you know what? Sometimes I get drained if it's a really long reading. You know, because they have a lot going on in their lives. And, I mean, that's the only draining I really get.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just like, because I'll do little meditations before, you know, after, between reading, like little mini meditations.
Oh.
And, to clear my mind and everything else, you know. And then if I have a really long reading, I get drained just from, if they have a lot going on.
Just like, their emotional crap.
Just their emotion, just the emotional stuff, because one lady came to me and she had both her parents die within 2 weeks.
Holy Lord.
I mean, and she wanted me to see if there was anybody coming through. You know, she wanted all these other answers, you know, and the mom didn't come through, dad did. And I mean, just all that right there within like an hour, I was drained.
Really? See, yeah. I don't know. I can't say I get drained. It's weird.
It was okay. This is how it is. Okay, I get drained, and then all of a sudden I get hyper.
Yeah, I get that.
It's like I feel drained, and then all of a sudden, after I'm off the phone, it's like I'm hyper.
Uh-huh. Okay, that I can go with, because that okay. I definitely do get.
Yeah, it's like this hyper feeling, and you can't get off, and then you can't stop talking just like I'm talking now.
Exactly.
Really fast.
You can ask Katie about it, because, you know, I don't really drive, so, you know, if I have, like, parties and stuff I have to do further away, I'll have her drive me. Uh-huh. And, I don't know, we'll be in doing a party, and I'll do, like, 24 readings at once, and they'll just be little 15s, uh-huh. but still,
yeah,
you know.
Well, yeah, I'll do, like, little 20s in parties, yeah, you know?
Exactly. Right. So, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm doing my little 15s, and it goes to, like, I don't know, 11, 1, whatever. And
right.
I'm like,
and that's how I am. It's just like, okay, I'm done with the reading. You know, everybody pays me. And then I'm like, ah, oh, bye, everybody. Glad you had a good time. And then I go and I get some coffee and I'm just like this.
I am so with you. I love the coffee.
I have the coffee and I'm serious. I do. It's just like, I'm up all night. Are you going to sleep? No, I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm just going to stay up.
I'm not going to go to sleep. Okay, if you're not going to go to sleep, just be quiet so I can.
Yeah, no. I can't, you know, and you know, Mr. Big.
Conversation.
Well, you do, you know, and I'm hitting Mr. Big, blah, 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 you know, after you know, if I have a late night reading or anything, I'm hyper, and it's just like, hey, wake up, I have to talk to you, you know, and it's not even about the reading, it's just about talking, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, it's like you need to expend the energy.
Yeah, you've got to get out there, because if you don't, it's just like, come here, kitty, come here, doggy, let's play. You know, it's just, you have to do something, because otherwise, I can't go to sleep. I'll watch TV, but you want to talk. You want to talk it out. You want to get everything out. And you're not even talking about the readings. You're talking about everything else.
Exactly.
Just Becca, call me. Just Becca, call me, and we can have an all-night talk.
Yeah, right?
Serious.
So now I've got the person that I can annoy, you know? I mean,
exactly. Kimmy goes to bed at 10:30, you know? So, dang.
I know, Rara. Not surprised she's still even awake.
Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I know. I hear you. Oh,
she's great.
It is. It's
Kimmy told me, shut up. She works. I do too, but I still have somebody to talk to, damn it.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I just, you know, and the thing is too, I mean, I know this is supposed to be about psychic kids, and we totally get off topic, and that's fine with me.
That generally happens on this show, so that's okay.
Yeah, right. That's cool. No, but the thing is it's like, you know, for example, I did with Shannon Sylvia, I did, what was it, the Harley House. It was the first reading I had ever done for Shannon on any type of event. And I have to tell you, honest to God, that girl, okay, she's like a poker face the whole time. There's nothing. And so, you know, I was a little nervous. And I'm sitting there and I'm doing, you know, the reading and I'm going through and every once in a while, she would get together with the owner and they'd be like whispering in the corner, mm-hmm. you know, just, you know what I mean? And I'm going with it. And, anyway, I ended up doing the reading. The whole thing was fine. All the investigators decided to go to bed around like 3 o'clock. I didn't go to bed till like 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like done. I was like, okay, I'm still ready to go. Let's go. You know, it's the way it is. It's because of the amount of energy that you're receiving at that time.
Exactly.
You know, it's a huge thing. And no, it doesn't matter what the hell you talk about. It just matters that the mouth is going because it's a way of expending it. You know, it's just, it's phenomenal. It's like the biggest high in the world. I love it.
It is. You know, and with Shannon, seriously, I gave her and Jeff a reading.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking at me because I was reading Jeff first. And she goes, how'd you know that? I looked around the room and went, well, dang, you know, I think I'm the only psychic in the room, so what the heck, you know?
Gee, must be psychic.
Exactly, right. You know, and it's crazy because she was doing that the whole time, whole weekend.
Uh-huh.
How'd you know that?
Don't you love that? She's so cute.
And I'm like, I'm not going to say that again. I'm just going to shake my head.
I know. She's so funny. And, you know, when I finished my read of the Harley House, we were pulling out names and everything else. And, you know, a lot of stuff was coming out. And she would say to me, well, there's nothing on the website that says anything about this. I don't understand it. You know?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And, you know, hello, this is what we do. You know?
This is what we're here to do.
This it's just
we
so funny.
Have a song. We should have a t-shirt made like that.
Yeah, right?
Just point to the t-shirt.
I'm the psychic, duh.
Psychic here, duh.
Yeah, right? That would be so great. I am so going on Cafe Press later.
I'm serious.
I'm putting a note. I'm writing myself a note.
Me too, exactly. Psychic here, duh.
So I have a question then, okay, because I don't get to compare a lot of notes with other mediums. Do you have a crappy memory too?
Oh, gosh.
It's a thing that in my family we always call it the medium's memory. It's a mind like a sieve. And you'll notice that even with psychic kids too. You know, they'll be the type that you tell them something maybe 10, 20 minutes later, they won't remember what the hell you said.
Yeah.
And it's not just selective hearing, people, you know, it's that we actually forget.
Actually forget, and I think it's just like, I am mental. Oh my gosh, what was that show? What we just saw that? What then was the name of that show? You know? And then, I was in the hospital last week. That's why we didn't have a show, and that's when they diagnosed somewhat me, and I was here, and you know, my fiance was making lasagna, and he was getting ready for my son, and I says, well, he can make cottage cheese.
Right.
And he looked at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
Make cottage cheese. Oh, my gosh.
And he said, you mean lasagna? And I'm like, whatever that stuff is.
Whatever that is.
Oh, my gosh.
I am so absent-minded. It's just like, really, I have to write things down or I will forget.
You know, and you can go ahead and ask Katie about this because Lord knows we work together all the time. I am so god-awful with everything. I mean, I'm only 24. You know what I'm saying? So my mind should be okay, I would think. But,
you would think, yeah. Well, I'm 51. See, I thought I was just really old.
No, sweetheart.
And, yeah, I'm just really old.
I have no excuse.
Yeah, man, really, so you just
I'm
give
AD
me so many
as well, and Kimmy makes me even worse because I'm around her and I feel her, you know.
Oh Lord.
And so so I'm feeling her, and we're both ADD, and so it's just like blah blah blah. Blah. Oh look, kitty. You know, that's what
I hear you.
Oh look at the pretty lights.
Yeah, exactly. I was diagnosed ADD. So.
I'm beginning to wonder if I'm not, but you know.
I don't know. You seem to keep with the conversation pretty well. You just might be.
I know, but exactly. That's what I tell them.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I really think so. I know I was diagnosed at a very young age with ADD. You know, I was also diagnosed at a very young age with, you know, all sorts of freaking issues, you know. And the thing is, you know, with a lot of these kids, it's not that. It's I think that our attention has to be so sensitive. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're trying to pick up on such a sensitive energy, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I think that's the way it is.
Oh, I think so, too. Who's typing?
Not me.
That was my dad. Huh? That was my dad.
I'm here, I'm typing.
I'm doing
it. I was typing. What were we talking about?
Oh, no. God, I don't know.
Oh, look at the pretty light. Oh, my good gracious.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so where were we?
I think Greg... Yeah. No, I think Greg is really opening up because he's... I mean, he really is. Since he's been talking to me, I mean, he's been hearing stuff in the house, and I mean, things have been happening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that he's really opening up. In fact, sometimes I'll be invisible on Skype and he'll know when I sat down. It's just like, hi. And I'm like, are you psychic? I'm asking him, and he's got the t-shirt that says psychic here, duh. You know? But he will. He'll. It's just like, I just sit down in my chair in my office and he'll say hi, just like out of nowhere. And I'm like, that's really strange. How did he know I just sat down?
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, too. I notice a lot of people, if you hang around with somebody who's gifted and who's, you know, psychic, if you're hanging around with them enough and you're, you know, kind of absorbing what they have to say, it's weird. It's like the energies try to match.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like you rub off on each other, even if it's unintentional.
I was going to say something like that earlier and see what you guys thought, because the more, like Serenity said, the more I talk to her, I think the more open that I am. Like I said, I mean, since her and I really, you know, started talking and really became friends and share things with each other. And this is the same way with Kimmy J, because I can do the same thing with KJ. It's like I'm hearing voices. I'm seeing things. My pendulum work is spot on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, things are kind of evolving to a certain level. And I think it is because of the connection that Serenity and I have and KJ and I have.
And Kimmy, I think, you know, because all of us have this connection now for some reason. Well, not for some reason. There is a reason for it.
Right.
But it's just like with all of us going through what we're going through, we said we're killing each other. We're going to kill each other.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's just
like, I know you're killing me, man.
One day I'll be sitting there and I'll be like, oh my God, there's Serenity and Greg and Kimmy J.
Exactly.
Holy crap. And I'll have to have like EVPs of like Kimmy J dancing on a chair, you know? And
exactly. She will be too.
Oh yeah.
She will be. But it's just like,
I was thinking, you know, brass pole, but you know, okay, whatever.
I'll be doing the bird.
I'll be doing Jungle Love, so there.
Oh, guys. Okay, we lost control a long time ago. But we're coming up on the top of the hour. So, Becca,
you're so fast.
You're so fast. I know, right? Put out your website and your MySpace. And by the way, I love the Facebook updates because I see your Facebook updates every day.
I am a Facebook hoe. I love my Facebook.
Express that.
I do. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, I'm all over it. It's all Becca, B-E-C-K-A-H, the psychic. You know, and that's on everything. And it's BeccaThePsychic.com. I really keep it simple because I have a crappy memory, so I have to. But the book is Raising Indigo, Crystal, and Psychic Kids. And if you've taken me at all seriously tonight, you'll get it.
you really should. Anybody who seriously is, it's a really good book.
I need it.
And you have to really come back on, yes. Becca.
Oh, so totally.
So we can have some more fun and talk about more about the book, because we just get off on everything else.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fabulous. I love it. I love getting off topic. It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, we tend to do that quite a lot. But but it makes for a good show because, I mean, you know, we're touching on every subject and, you know, and I like that.
Oh, it's a blast. Yeah, it's a blast. Yeah. I absolutely love it. I love talking to you guys. You're awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, so are you. We love you, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Can you feel the blush? No.
Blush.
I'm psychic dust.
Oh, no, that's my wine. No, I was
joking. That's my wine. Right.
I know. My beer's gone. I'm like...
out of beer, out of here.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Anyway, off I go.
All right, Becca. Well, thank you very much for coming on with us. Yeah.
Thank you. This was an absolute blast. It was so fun. And, I'll come back anytime. This was great.
Oh, great, sweetie. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, hon.
Bye. And that was Becca Boyd here on Moonlighting Radio with Serenity Moore.
Oh, she is so sweet.
Dude, that was just too much fun. She is very, very cool, you know.
She's always fun.
Yeah, I know, right?
She is. We're the Three Musketeers. I swear we are. We're just connected at the hip.
As long as I can be Porthos.
Okay.
Okay, go out and Google Three Musketeers and get the names of them. I'm Porthos. So.
Well, no,
someone can be Aramis and someone else can be, yeah.
Are you in the middle or in the end?
Huh?
It doesn't matter.
Hey, did you know that D'Artagnan was not an original Three Musketeer?
No, really? I didn't.
No, really? Seriously?
Wow, but you know what? That surprises me.
Wasn't there four Musketeers?
There
were four Musketeers.
There were three Musketeers and then ended up, he was like the Robin to their Batman kind of thing. But yeah.
And I decided I want to be a WIB.
A WIB? What's that?
Woman in Black.
Oh my God. And
well,
that
yeah,
being
but then
said.
Then we put Greg in a dress.
No. All right, you guys, we're a little bit past top of the hour, and Midwest Paratalk Radio is going to be coming your way. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a great show. And, girls, it was a fun night and for the Bewitching Hour and Moonlighting Radio. So, say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
We'll talk to everybody real soon. Remember, next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Bewitching Hour, 9 with Moonlighting with Serenity. And next up, Midwest Paratalk Radio, you guys stick around.
I still hold on to the letters you return. You help me live and learn. It's 4:03, and I can't sleep without you next to me. I toss and turn.
You've been listening to Moonlighting with Serenity here on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Moonlighting with Serenity is brought to you by the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Remember, catch us every Thursday night at 9 Eastern here on ASPRN.com.